One out of every three Californians is Latino, a total of more than 12 million residents. And although they represent only 14% of voters, they are the fastest growing segment of the state's electorate. Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante has strong Latino support, but Bustamante does not have a lock on the Latino vote, according to Harry Pochon of the Thomas Rivera Policy Institute at the University of Southern California.
We just completed a 600-person poll of Latino voters in the state, and what we show is that only 13% of the Latino voters are voting for Mr. Schwarzenegger, and that Bustamante receives about 57%, 60% of the Latino vote. So it isn't a homogenous vote, but it's a clear majority vote for Bustamante. The one characteristic of the Latino electorate in the state of California is that it's a very volatile electorate. It changes very quickly. I mean, we've seen 50-point swings in the last 3 or 4 weeks of an election, and this may occur still in this particular election.
Early on, there were several political analysts who said that Arnold Schwarzenegger may get some traction among young Latino voters in particular who liked his movies and who perhaps liked him as an actor and therefore might like him as a politician. I found that curious. And then they said that Arnold Schwarzenegger portraying himself as an immigrant may also help him gain inroads into the Latino community.
Well, I think the pundits were very clear on that at the beginning of stages of the campaign. They were saying that young Latinos who were raised on a diet of Terminator movies were automatically going to vote for Mr. Schwarzenegger. But what we found surprising is of the 13% of the Latinos who support him, close to half of them, 40%, were Latino Republicans. It wasn't young Latinos who supported Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Now, you've noted that Latinos support Bustamante over Schwarzenegger by a margin of 3-1. And you've also noted that Latinos are not monolithic. And Bustamante is not urban. He's from Northern California. He's from a rural area. In 1993, he voted against the measure that would have allowed undocumented immigrants to receive driver's licenses. So does he have hurdles to get over in order to reach out to Hispanic voters to motivate them and mobilize them to get to the polls next Tuesday?
Well, what we see is that Bustamante is almost in the position of a Lieberman or a Jack Kennedy insofar as garnering ethnic support simply because of the fact that he would be the first Latino to hold a statewide office at the gubernatorial level. He's considered a centrist Latino who's punched his ticket insofar as having held this requisite number of political positions, Speaker of the Assembly, Assemblyperson, and now Lieutenant Governor. So he was a creditable candidate.
The candidates are all trying to win over Hispanic voters. You hear Gray Davis speaking Spanish certainly more than you have in the past 2 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger also. Are the candidates taking the right approach to win them over?
Well, I think that what's occurred in the Latino community is that since everybody's learning how to say necesito su voto in Spanish or gracias or a couple of Spanish words, we've moved from sombrero politics to substantive politics. People are paying attention to policy issues. So it's a kind of a nice change in the past 20 years when a candidate used to come into the barrio, put on a sombrero and eat a burrito. And that was it.
Harry, thank you very much.
Hey, listen, anytime. Take care now.
Harry Pochon is president of the Thomas Rivera Policy Institute at the University of Southern California.